verse 17. But whosoever hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his compassions from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? What he's saying here is that love actually is not a sentiment at all. It's that which expresses itself. You remember James had a great deal to say about that, that if you say that you have faith and your brother comes to you and you say, well, I'll pray for you, brother. That's what a lot of folks say. But the important thing is our love manifested in what we're doing. I think one of the most tragic things in the world will be for many believers to come into the presence of Christ and to have had this world's goods down here and have not used it for the cause of Christ. And the passage I was referring to in James is in the second chapter of James, verse 16, where the Christian says, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? In other words, you may talk about loving, but loving, actually, love's not made in the parlor or the bedroom. Love is made in the kitchen. Here's a man that goes out, leaves home 5 o'clock in the morning. And you say to him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to work. Well, why are you going to work? I got a wife and 2 children to feed. Well, you say, I wouldn't worry about them. Well, you're not going to make a fool of yourself and go out there and just kill yourself just working for them. He said, I sure am. I love them. They're mine. And then you go into the kitchen and there's that wife up in the morning. She's burned her fingers there, taking those hot biscuits out of the oven. And the poor girl, she's tired and weary in the evening when he gets home, and yet she has to continue to work, takes care of the children and all that. And you say, look, I wasn't fooled with this. And she says, well, this man's my husband, and I love him. Said, I wouldn't bother with it. Well, may I say to you, friends, love's going to get in action. And you see it in a home where there's love between the man and the woman. But what about love today among believers? It ought to get in action. Ought to start doing something, one for another. And until it does, my friend, it's the worst kind of hypocrisy, you see. This is the thing John's talking about. And you don't get this in little courses today, do you?